We are going to discuss the action of hacking. The definition of hacking follows as to gain unauthorized access into a system. We will have a few classmates decide if hacking is ethical.
Bun, dun, dun, dun. For the pro side, we have
Jackson Sutton,
Carson Lavender,
and Cartez Campbell.
And for the con side, we have
Alex Bingham,
Angelica Green,
and Bailey Cush.
So not everyone is a malicious hacker. Many work for software companies or the government to improve cybersecurity and stop criminal hackers. For example, we have white hat hackers. White hat hackers are people who help defend cybersecurity and make it a better place so that it can be contempt from people like black hat hackers who are the bad hackers.
But hacking is still a first degree computer crime. And it causes damage to, or the value of the property or computer services can be over $10,000. It's a penalty felony, and it gives you up to 20 years in prison and a fine up to $15,000.
Hackers aiding in the development of security also leads to the hackers knowing how to penetrate the security. Teaching hacking in schools leads to the possibility that some of them won't get hired, and they could potentially go on to be a black hat hacker.
Companies hire hackers to test their software and their firewalls. Hackers teach people that are new into the internet to value their security online.
Many hackers aren't bad. The term white hat hacker refers to people that aid the development of better cybersecurity to defend from black hat hackers who go against society and hurt civilians.
Well, that may be true. White hat hacker continuous use can slow computer systems and make more vulnerable to viruses and other hackers. Also, there are many black hat hackers who violate computer security for little reason beyond maliciousness or personal gain.
But is it ethical?
I'm personally fine with hacking. It teaches people to be careful online.
Well, that may be true. Also, if you access personal information, it is illegal.
I think as long as you're not accessing personal information and using it to like help the, like, the society, I don't see any problem with it.
I think it invades too much personal information and has too many cons than pros.
I believe it opens up a lot of jobs and helps people find more ways to make more money.
I believe it causes more danger and risk to a company, and it's not safe.
Hey, listeners. So as you can see, there are many different sides to the view of hacking. There are different kinds of hacking, and there are so many people that support it, and there are so many people that do not support it. When it comes to ethicality, it really is just an opinion. It depends on what you believe, what your family believes, and how that shapes who you are. Some people have firsthand experience with this, so they might be a little biased, and some other people might even not know what's going on. This is a growing controversial subject within the United States right now, as the internet is progressing very fastly and aggressively. But I hope you guys enjoyed our podcast today. Tune in next week when we discuss other controversial topics. See you guys later. Bye.